Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. The Reducing Crime and Keeping California Safe Act of 2018 will actually appear on the 2020 ballot as the failure of some county registrars, none in the local region, to timely validate signatures prevented it from qualifying from the 2018 ballot. While this seems unbelievable, the fact is it did qualify, would have qualified in 2018, but now will be on the 2020 ballot. Our listeners know that I'm an advocate and a continuing advocate, as I will be, for this common sense change to things like AB 109, Prop 47, and Prop 57 that you've heard me discuss here previously. But the initiative has and already is coming under attack by those who are willing to deceive. An old lawyer slash politician adage goes, when the facts are on your side, pound the facts. When the law's on your side, pound the law. When neither's on your side, pound the table. The campaign to oppose the initiative will be a pound-the-table approach, mixed in with some deliberate half-truths designed to mislead the public. One of the most recent examples of half-truth was a recent and deliberately deceptive LA Times editorial, which, as written, would have readers believe the initiative would drop the limit for felony theft charges. The truth is, the initiative does not broadly lower the dollar amount for felony theft. Instead, it applies to the discrete instances where a repeat thief has two or more prior and separate convictions and commits a new theft, where the value of the money, labor, or personal property taken in the new theft exceeds $250. This is consistent with changes that are made. The LA Times also asserts that even under current laws, savvy prosecutors can add up the value of stolen goods in order to bring felony charges. Actually, savvy prosecutors, or prosecutors in general, should know that case law, as done in recent decisions, will show that the amounts from these separate theft offenses cannot be aggravated. The initiative will also make common sense changes to parole that will assist law enforcement in the supervision of convicted criminals. The legislature approved similar changes with unanimous bipartisan support in AB 1408, but the governor vetoed that. The initiative will allow Governor Brown to keep his promise to voters that violent inmates will not be released early under Prop 57. The initiative allows him to do so by specifying the violent crimes not eligible for release. Dozens of similar attempts by the legislature to do so have failed. This will continue. The attacks will continue. The debate will continue. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.